Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. OMG, we are super excited to have you guys listening in and checking out the show. And as you know, we always bring you phenomenal guests, and today is no different. I have two dynamic, phenomenal ladies that are going to be joining me here in the virtual studio. I actually have my first guest hanging out now in the virtual green room, just ready to come to the mic to talk to you guys. But listen, what I want you to do is jump on Facebook, jump on Twitter, say, hey, you need to come over and listen right now. The show is live. The show is hot. So go ahead. Do that. Hey, to my friends on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Thank you so much for following us. Certainly facebook.com/Charvette. Thank you to all of my Facebook friends, those that are in my community. Hey, girl, hey. Thank you so much, #CoachingWithVet, community that is listening in. And, of course, all of our broadcast stations, we appreciate you, and we thank you so much for checking us out here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So let's chat about who we have today. Yes, yes, yes. So I know if you're connected with me on social media, you have already seen me post about today's show, and I am super excited. My first guest that I'm going to be bringing up to the mic has published over 25 novels, including Copycat, A Sinful Calling, Best Friends Forever, The Ultimate Betrayal, A Christmas Prayer, The Prodigal Son, and the list goes on and on and on. Her 26th title, Sin of a Woman, will be released Tuesday, June 20th. Listen. OMG. She has sold more than 2.8 million copies of her novels. You have seen her. She has frequented numerous best-selling lists, including the New York Times, oh my goodness, USA Today, The Washington Post, Publishers Weekly, Essence Magazine, Upscale Magazine, much, much more. I have to mention that she is a recipient of the NAACP Image Award for Outstanding Literary Work Fiction, and for several years she has won Author of the Year Female Award presented by the African American Literary Award Show. Ladies and gentlemen, who am I talking about? Kimberla Lawson Roby is in the house. Let me bring her up to the mic. Oh, my goodness, Kimberla, thank you so much for joining us. It's an honor.
Well, thank you for having me. I am honored to be here and just appreciate the opportunity, so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, so let's jump in, and I have to just share this quick tidbit of how I met you, and we may have discussed it before because you are back by popular demand. We've been lucky to have you on the show before, but a friend of mine, big shout out to Pastor Michelle Claiborne, was reading one of your books, and this had to be about 10 years ago. I'm guessing about 10 years ago. And
yes.
Michelle Claiborne, if you're listening in, tweet me or Facebook me and again, keep me honest. But she was reading one of your books out of the Reverend Black series, and she was like, oh, my goodness, you have to read this book. And so she had been reading, so we started reading together. And so it has been that long, so such a longevity in this literary world. What's been able to keep you going so long?
Well, you know, I really now, of course, with the number of books overall, but certainly the number of books in just the one series, I've started to really think about that a lot more. I'd say even just these last couple of years, and why has it continued, and more importantly, why have so many readers continued to look for the next one? And you know, I think it's a good thing, but it's also a bad thing, kind of six one way and they say half a dozen another, that it's great that so many of my readers nationwide can relate to scandal and problems and corruption in the church. But on the downside of it, it's unfortunate that so many people can relate to that. So, but that's what it is. People know who Reverend Curtis Black is. They know who Charlotte is, his wife. They know who his children are, PKs, who, you know, sometimes don't necessarily make the right choices, and they may follow into the footsteps of their parents who have, you know, done some pretty awful things. And for me, I've had, I guess, this passion to write it because while I would never, ever write anything to ridicule the church and certainly not to ridicule pastors, and I believe we should be in church, we should fellowship, but I also think that we have to be careful in terms of who our leaders are, our Christian leaders, and we want to make sure that our own relationships with God are intact and that we're reading the Word for ourselves so that we're not so disappointed when another human being fails us.
Wow. And so how long ago can you remember the first time Reverend Curtis Black came to your imagination? Do you remember how it happened, when it happened?
Well, it came, but it literally was recommended that I write about this from my husband. So when I had written my first two books, which, of course, had nothing really to do with the church, nothing to do with pastors, but they were all about real-life social issues, sometimes even would be, I guess, considered controversial or taboo topics. And so I said to him, you know, for this third book, I need to write the synopsis for my publisher. They always like to know what I'm getting ready to write. And I said, I want to continue, you know, my career this way. I want to always write about real topics just in a fictional format, but I need something this time that everyone will know about, or they will have heard about it, or they will have even experienced it. And so he was the one who said, what about a lot of the issues that are going on in some of our churches? And that made me really think. And I thought about all that I knew happening in my own city, what I had seen from the time I was a child and even in my teenage years, even in my 20s, and thought, gosh, you know, this is something that has sort of happened a lot. It's pretty prevalent. It's across the board. And so I created, I think, in Curtis Black in my mind. My imagination probably was a little all over the place, but he is a mixture of many, many men that I have known over the years or heard about.
Wow. So big shout out to Hubby. We're going to keep you around. You gave us some good guidance there. Some good guidance right there. Oh, my goodness. If you're just tuning in, hey there, you're checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we're chatting it up here with best-selling author Kimberla Lawson Roby. You're in the right place. We see you, those on the hanging out on the phone lines. Hey, welcome. We see you coming on in. And so I'm so glad you mentioned all of the different types of things that your books really deal with. So not only topics in the church, but you've got things about drugs and gambling and infidelity and single motherhood and breast cancer and civil rivalry and domestic violence, like a lot of different things that you have chosen to tackle, but in a way that I think people have been able to bite off and chew on it.
And that's the thing. I think sometimes when you have those real serious issues, and they may even be the kind of issues that people are really struggling with and having a hard time dealing with, sometimes it's a little more easy to take, a little easier to take and even receive when you're reading it in a storyline. And it may be in an entertaining format, but there's still usually a message, and there's still usually some sort of teachable moment. There's usually some redemption of some kind and even some forgiveness for all of the choices that are made by some of the characters.
All right, there you have it, there you have it. So you are on the heels of the newest release, the brand new release for this series, Sin of a Woman. So you got to give our listeners the synopsis in your own words.
Yes, well, this is the most different, I would say, title in the series that I've written, and the reason is that this book has the two main characters who are female. One is a senior pastor, one is the assistant minister. The twist here, though, is that Raven, who is the senior pastor who already has 1,000 members in her congregation, is the former daughter-in-law of Reverend Curtis Black. She was married to Dylan. And her assistant minister is actually the woman who had an affair with her husband who broke up the marriage in the first place. But now these two women have come together and started their own ministry. And I think it won't take long, you know, right away in the first chapter, to know that it's almost impossible for a friendship like that to continue and at least be genuine. So,
ooh, so it starts off yanking you in and pulling you in to the storyline. And so will there be any other familiar names and faces that we see throughout the story?
Yes, definitely. Definitely we'll see and hear about Reverend Curtis Black and about Dylan as well. So it's going to be a little bit different than what I think folks have been used to in the past. And I think it's because we are talking about females. And for whatever reason, when you're talking about women, and especially when you're talking about relationships and then you're talking about men, it tends to be a little bit more of a double standard when a woman makes that mistake, you know, when she does, you know, falls astray, commits a certain kind of sin. I think she's probably beaten up on a little bit tougher. A man is sometimes usually allowed to get away with just a little bit more. So I think that's why this might be considered a little more explosive.
Ooh, all right, listeners, get ready, get ready. And what type of formats will the book be available in?
It'll initially be released in hardcover, ebook, and audio. And then probably about 9 months from now, that's when you'll see the paperback edition.
All right, so you will have options, listeners, and you are getting ready to hit the road on a multi-city tour. So tell us about the book tour.
Yeah, well, I'm excited, and
yes.
It starts out next week, and I'm heading to Montgomery, Alabama on Monday for my signing there on Tuesday. And then, of course, I'll be in Richmond, so I'm so excited to get a chance to see you on next Wednesday. And then back home in Rockford. Yeah, so it's a long time, so I'm really excited about it.
All right, so our listeners that are here in Richmond, Virginia, that's right, you can come in person and meet Kimbala Lawson Roby. Oh, my goodness, 7 p.m. is the book signing, Barnes & Noble, Chesterfield Town Center. You all know exactly where that is. Over there off of Midlothian Turnpike, Chesterfield Town Center, Barnes & Noble book signing, 7 p.m. And so, listen, you're gonna get it hot off the press because the release date is the 20th, so they'll be able to get a signed copy from you. Is that right?
Yep, that is correct.
All right, and then you can take your pictures, and, you know, so y'all come looking cute now because, you know, we need you all to take
right.
the pictures, put it on Facebook, put it on Twitter, tag
Absolutely, absolutely. That's
so
the fun
we
part.
Can get the word out. How has social media impacted, really, the promotion of your books throughout the years, really?
It has made a world of difference. You know, it used to be, of course, back in the day, it's just you hope that your events got promoted. You couldn't necessarily connect one-on-one with your readers beforehand, so that was almost near impossible. And then social media rolled around, and it gave us as authors this opportunity to connect with our readers, to let them know when we have events, but even just to speak with them about anything they wanted to talk about personally, just kind of having a great time. And so for me, I always felt like my readers were more like friends than just readers of my work, but it really became that way because of social media, and I'm just able to really speak with them and chat with them in a way that I just don't think I would have had not the day of social media came about.
Absolutely. Where are you on social media so those that are listening can go ahead and connect?
Facebook.com/ Kimbala Lawson Roby, and then Instagram.com/ Kimbala Lawson Roby, and then Twitter.com/ Kimbala L. Roby.
All right, those are the connection points. And, of course, listeners, I have tagged her on Twitter. So if you're following me on Twitter, that's an easy connection point, twitter.com/Charvette. And, of course, I have tagged on Facebook as well. And if you're hanging out over there, we don't even have to be friends. I made it a public post. I made this so easy for you. So facebook.com/Charvette. For those that are connecting and already connected with me over there, very simple way right there. All right. And so what else do you see brewing for yourself? I know you're doing a lot more speaking. So you want to talk a little bit about that, kind of that hat you put on?
Yeah. You know, I've done it on and off pretty much every single year of my career, starting at the very, very beginning, even when I self-published. But for the most part, I think I would do it only because I was being asked, but I never sought out those opportunities the way that I did with the book signing events and so on. But now it just feels as though this is just what, you know, God has for me to do, that I'm just moving a little bit more in that direction, and I enjoy it. You know, my hope is that when I travel around and that when I accept speaking engagements, that I'm able to help and motivate and encourage women as much as I possibly can. So now with my schedule, if you look at it on any given day, you'll see book signing events and then you'll see speaking engagements. It's pretty much a mixture from January through December.
Wow. And what types of things are they asking you to speak about?
Usually my journey. Most of the time it is about my journey. I come to writing by way of corporate America. Never in my wildest imagination would I have thought that I would likely write more than 3 or 4 books, let alone now having the 26th one come out. But writing wasn't a lifelong dream of mine. And so I really talk a lot about really not focusing on what you just think you want to do or focus on how much money you can earn, but that it's more about figuring out what your passion is and figuring out what your purpose is, the reason God placed you on this earth to begin with. And so that's usually it, because with every audience, there are always, always attendees who are sitting there and they know what their passion is. They even know what their purpose is, but they're being crippled with fear and they're just not stepping out and doing it because they're worried about failing. And I found myself in that same position many years ago.
Wow, the voice of experience, now able to share and help pull somebody up and pull somebody else along. And I know that you're always asked, certainly from newer authors, you know, what are tips you have? How, you know, how can I be an award-winning, you know, author? How can I be on the New York Times list? How do you answer some of those questions?
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is really building up your readership, and as we were just talking earlier, not so much as author and reader, but as people that you see as friends, the people who love and support me with my books. I just couldn't do what I do without them. And so it is about building relationships one reader at a time and then one book club at a time, and just really nurturing that relationship across the board. And then it is extremely important to write about issues and characters that a number of people can relate to. I think that has made the biggest difference. Sometimes, again, the topics may be controversial. Sometimes it might just be a beautiful story that you're going to tell with a happy ending. But in the end, I think for you to have some longevity in your career, you have to be writing something that folks really can connect to.
All right. There is your tip, listener. There is your tip, aspiring author. There you have it right there. And so you have to tell us about the day when you heard about your nomination and receiving the NAACP Image Award. What was that like?
Oh, my gosh. That's still something very fresh in my mind, even though now I think it was 4 years ago. And first of all, being nominated, there was just major excitement on my part, on the part of my husband and family member and friends. And so that was in the fall. And then that February, I believe, was when we were out at the award show. And I really went in there, you know, not saying this in a modest way, but I went just thinking, it's just so great, first of all, to be nominated, but it's even greater to be here, to be able to be at a live show with so many of the celebrities, the actors and the musicians and singers and people who have paved the way for us. I think all the time about Sidney Poitier and, oh my gosh, it, you can tell it's like I'm losing sleep here, but, you know, just those types of individuals. It's like there were so many in where you just say, gosh, I wouldn't even be able to do what I do. Harry Belafonte, those are the two that for whatever reason have stayed in my mind, because you just wouldn't be able to do what you do, especially as an African-American, without them coming before us. And so it was just a beautiful opportunity and just a great time. But to hear my name called to win the award, that just took it to a whole other level, because I was not expecting that. And so it's just probably one of my most memorable moments ever in my career. I started writing in 1995, but in 22 years, I don't know that anything quite compares to that moment.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that with us. And certainly we salute you for that. I don't care if it was 20 years ago. It is still a recognition that I wanted to honor and highlight. All right, so since we have listeners all over, I would love for you to kind of just share your full I know we gave a couple spots where you're going to be, a couple locations, but I'd love for you to share the full list of your tour and where you're going to be stopping by.
Okay, so, Montgomery next week, Richmond. I'll be back in my own hometown, Rockford, Illinois, on Thursday the 22nd, and then in Peoria, Illinois, for a library gala on the 23rd, and then I'm in Chicago, although it's a private event, with Sister Sippin' Tea. It's a book club conference. Then I'll be in Houston on the 26th. In Cleveland on the 27th, and Dayton, Ohio on the 28th. And that will pretty much, those couple of weeks will round out the initial release tour. But then I'll be at the National Book Club Conference the very last week in July in Atlanta. And then also I'm doing a speaker series tour with the Ohio Public Library. So on, I believe it is the 26th of August, I'll be at the Dayton Public Library, the Columbus Public Library on the 27th, and then it's not on my site yet, but I just learned that Cincinnati was added on for the 28th.
Whoa. Okay, so you're going to need roller skates and a skateboard and let me go up. We need like a private jet. We can't do this commercial. We need this.
Exactly.
We need a private jet.
That's right. It's like, okay, let's get it in place. That's right. Oh, and then also the Christian Readers and Writers Conference in Charlotte in October. And that's a little ways off, but I am extremely excited about that. I am one of the guest speakers for that event. If anyone is interested in attending, it's a full weekend retreat with lots of Christian writers, and it's just going to be a great time. It was founded by and is hosted by author Vanessa Miller.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We've had her on the show before. So
okay.
Okay,
yes.
So connect. Yes, connect there. So listeners, you can go ahead and pre-order. So Sin of a Woman, a Curtis Black novel, is available for pre-order. Jump over to Amazon, and you can get that pre-order going for the hard cover. You know, Kimberly, I had went through a spell where I wanted everything on my tablet, all my books on my tablet, and, you know, my Nook and all of that. But I have, I would say this year, and I don't know why, I have reverted back. Like, I want the book in hand now.
Yes,
and so,
I can't believe you're saying that. If you were to come into just our bedroom alone, and the books that I have on my nightstand, all of them are actual books now. I have not pulled my Kindle out of my drawer probably in 2017. I never thought I'd say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but
no,
it's something
and I,
like
but
I
we've
want
been hearing
the book
that
in hand.
Yeah. I for some reason I missed that at some point. And I don't know exactly when it really happened, but I just know late last year I just started seeing myself ordering books, and they were the actual hardcover or paperback, or if I was going to the bookstore just a little more than I had been, I just started to pay attention to it. And I don't even know what drew me back to it, you know, quite so heavily. But, yeah, that's interesting to hear you say that.
Wow, we're on the same wavelength. Oh, my goodness. So, again, listeners, for those of you that aren't in an area where you can actually go see her live, certainly you can jump over to Amazon. Hey there to those that are joining us on the phone lines. We see you guys coming on in. Hey, welcome. We are chatting up here with Kimberla Lawson-Roby, shouting out the brand new 26th novel added to her belt, Sin of a Woman, a Curtis Black novel. You want to get your hands on it, so jump over to Amazon. Other places that you want to, your main website, so let's give them that information as well, because they can go back and see if you missed a couple and you're like, hey, I need to get caught up. I have actually a listener from Facebook, Pastor Annie Teresa B. Field. She said, Kimberla is one of my favorite authors, OMG. I'm reading one of her novels right now.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So appreciate that.
Yes. So you can
jump over to my website.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is www.kimroby.com.
All right, there you have it, and you'll be able to get a hold and see all of the books. So, hey, if you miss some, you can get caught up. Would you recommend, Kimberla, that can they start fresh with this book, or do you recommend that they go back to any other book first?
Yeah, this particular book, because it is about Curtis's former daughter-in-law and Dylan's former mistress, you could read this with no problem without going back to the beginning. So definitely. So, you know, part of the series, and you see some of the former characters or the characters who have been there for a lot of years, but definitely a totally different storyline.
All right, there you have it. So I answered that question for some of those that are listening, because I know a lot of times people have that question if it is a series, and they say, hey, can I jump in, or do I really need to go back? But we still want you to go back and get all of the books. Just, you know, do that.
Yes, definitely.
That's no problem. All right, well, we are wrapping up here. My last question for you, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Well, you know, it is just my faith. Obviously, you know, everything that I do in every day, my own personal quote is to believe in God, believe in yourself, believe in whatever it is you're trying to accomplish, and to believe in that order. And from just the whole writing side and what I do with books, my all-time inspiration and my motivation are my readers. And so they are the reason that I do what I do, and so I'm just forever grateful to them.
Oh, well, we thank you that you do what you do, and you do that so, so well. So I'll be seeing you at the Richmond stop of your tour, and just look forward to continuing connecting with you.
Yes, thank you so much, and thank you for tolerating my summer cold and my voice kind of going in and out. I really appreciate it. And I got to get it together before next week, that's for sure.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We're going to get that vitamin C in, and you're going to be, we're going to send prayers your way, and you're going to be just fine.
Yes.
All right. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Charvette.
Right,
I appreciate it. See you soon.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. See you soon.
Okay.
All right, listeners, before we go to a commercial break, we are going to just chat and tell you about our guest that is coming up. She's hanging out in the virtual green room. Anita Willis is joining us. Oh, my goodness. Vision Fulfillment Services. She has a master's in science of leadership. She's a licensed ordained minister. Image enhancement professional, 20 plus years as a therapeutic esthetician, and she is here to talk to us today. So listen, get ready, get ready. This is probably going to feel like Oprah Life Class. Get ready, As we go to commercial break, we're going to be back with our second segment. Don't you move anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123 Job Zone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123jobzone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
A renewed mind, led by Coach Veronica, teaches black women to start over and create a life they love through self-reinvention, reclaiming themselves as a priority and taking action towards their desires. Visit arenewedmindtoday.com. We have found that the most issues within our relationships, career, and self-worth stem from us forgetting to care for ourselves as much as we do for others. The void this creates causes stress, resentment, and frustration. If you are feeling stuck, wondering what else your life has to offer, or ready to experience what being your first priority feels like, let A Renewed Mind and Coach Veronica be your guide. Let our coaching services help you find the new you. Visit arenewedmindtoday.com.
Are you starting a new business, releasing a CD, writing a new book? Consider Mitchell Productions for your web design services. Visit www.mitchell-productions.com for portfolio samples, specials, and package prices. Remember, a website is not a luxury item. It's a necessity. Check out Mitchell-Productions.com or find them at Facebook.com/Mitchell Productions.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back again. Thank you so much for checking us out here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Certainly broadcasted from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. Just finished up an amazing first segment with, oh my goodness, best-selling author Kimbala Lawson-Roby. Check her out. Pick up her newest book that'll be available June 20th. You can pre-order now, A Sin of a Woman. Go get that. And we're rolling right in to our next segment. I am bringing my guest up to the air, up to the mic, Anita Willis. Listen, she offers leadership, value, and lifestyle coaching. And certainly can enhance all of our listeners' lives. In her private practice, she focuses on the balance of social, emotional, and spiritual intelligence as the foundation for deepening inner awareness, healing relationships, and releasing life-limiting stress patterns. Wow. See, I told you, Oprah's life class over here going on. Let me go to the green room. And I am bringing Anita up to the mic. Hello, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you so very much. It's such a pleasure to be here with you and with your audience.
Awesome. Well, we are honored to have you and sad that we missed you when you were in Richmond, Virginia this past weekend because we had other engagements, but hopefully the city treated you well while you were here.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I enjoyed myself so much, the hospitality, the friendliness, and the ladies that we met with while there with Teresa Flats and her organization. So excited to be with them. It was absolutely delightful.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Shout out to Teresa, certainly a friend to the show. Okay, so let's chat. I just love to give what I call kind of the behind the scenes, get to know you type interviews for our listeners to learn a little bit more about you. So tell us, in your own words, what is an image enhancement professional?
Well, because I've been so fortunate to love absolutely everything that I do, from ministry, pulpit ministry, to therapeutic aesthetics, and then leadership value and lifestyle coaching with the modality of temperament life coaching, which is a faith-based model. Image, meaning in the image of Christ, we have that that advantage of being able to touch the lives of people, spirit, soul, and body. I start with what's obvious with aesthetics and understanding the value of the person's value to themselves, listening to them effectively to understand their voice, help them recover their voice. And then we talk about their personal image. I have a nice network of professionals from wardrobing on that I collaborate with. And then we move to the next level, of course, spiritually, with the temperament life coaching to help them assess what's important to them, how do they navigate and manage their responses based on their values, value-based decision making. So an image enhancement professional, from my aspect, deals with that individual's spirit, soul, and body.
Oh, wow. And do you feel that everyone everyone on the planet needs an image enhancement professional in their lives at some point in time?
You know, it's funny because I have people that will come in who will be absolutely breathtakingly stunning, but then in their inner man, they can be dwarfed. Then in vice versa, they may say, hey, Anita, I really need a wardrobe consultant, or my skin needs to be cared for, and things of that nature, and it can flip. So it's really based on a customized experience, and I think everybody at some point can find room for that, especially in transition. Just like we were speaking this weekend, a lot of people are stuck in the birthing processes in their lives, and they forget about to celebrate the baby. You know, they forget that, hey, you've been through, sweetie. Now it's time to celebrate. Every experience you have been through can accumulate to give you a platform of which you can evaluate, was I in line with the values that are most important to me? Am I portraying, am I articulating exactly what it is that I want others to know and to say when I'm not in their presence, when I'm not in the room?
Oh, when I'm not in their presence and when I'm not in the room. So that's where the rubber meets the road, right?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
That's that. Okay. And so if someone's listening saying, I need this in my life, how do they engage? Do you work one-on-one? Do you have group coaching? How does that happen?
Well, I always like to start one-on-one. One of my key themes is understand the value of your value. And I literally will offer 30 minutes of what I call discovery, where really it's for me to discover who it is that I'm speaking with, hear their heart during that time. If it's virtual, I have I call everyone a guest of mine, and I treat them that way. By temperament, I'm wired to serve, and I'm real good with being me. And so I like to listen, actively listen to that person. 30 minutes gives me just about enough time to really hear and help support, or to support them in identifying where their priorities are, what's most important now. And that doesn't cost a dime. It's worth it to me to be sure that they're certain that it's a good fit, that they feel safe. That's the most important thing. Even with, if you were to come in for a facial and you were saying, Anita, you know what? I'm working on my skin. Skin for me is head to toe, because I'm a therapeutic esthetician, not a cosmetic esthetician. I'm concerned about your well-being. how you think about how you think, what you're ingesting in your body, what your time and your the context and the culture that you live in. You may fly all the time. That'll make a difference. I'm in Colorado, Denver, Colorado, so our altitude is high. So that time gives me the time to really hear you and hear what's most important, what's on the front burner. Sometimes I get a whole lot of stuff that comes to the table, and we kind of narrow it down, and then we take it from there.
All right. Phenomenal. And those of you that are fortunate to be in the Colorado area, then certainly you can check out IBH Image Center. What are all of the services that you offer there locally?
Sure. IBH means in the beauty of wholeness. And so I'm able to offer primary immediate services are always the aesthetic services, which can range from facial and body care, body treatment. I have been in this industry since 1981. And so I've seen products come and go. So I stick with products that have a very specific type of technology that works for just about anyone, using a high purification technology, which basically is advanced technology that improves the color, and oxidation of the ingredients that are there, extraction biotechnology. Instead of drying out the herbs, fresh herbs have been extracted to bring maximum potency, nanotechnology. So I get past a lot of all of the, I guess you could say, cosmetic industry, so to speak, and we're dealing more on a holistic way of treating the skin. And then we also offer the body brushing, body wrapping, again, using lavender, sugar scrubs. I use various essential oils throughout that entire process. And believe it or not, Charvette, most people are amazed because I tell them the first law of Anita's facial room is that you don't work. It's very important that you rest. And people kind of look at me like, are you serious? I go, yeah. You don't have to lift your hand. You don't have to lift your head. The only job you have is to rest because you can tell when a person is rested. And you can walk up to someone and say, oh, my God, girl, you look rested. It's because she's at rest or he's at rest. And so I'm able to have more invasive treatment for you when I know you trust me enough to rest. So skin and body care, some waxing services, personalized, customized makeup. In other words, I ask you to bring me everything you have. We go through it. We talk about what's important to you, the time that you have, teaching you about you. I'm exclusive. I'm not the commercial. If you want commercial, people running in, running out. But that hour, 15, 40, hour and 45 minutes, if you have the microhydrofacial and the body brushing, hour and 45 minutes, it's just you. You don't overlap into someone else. And no one gets my time or my attention until you're completed. And I do whatever's necessary in the time that you've allotted for me to serve you. If there's coaching, which I call it coaching and comfort, I will raise the bed and give you some spa water. And if we're doing coaching right after that, then we go right into that session.
Wow, a holistic approach. And I feel relaxed already just listening and hearing about it. and I know that there are people who haven't treated themselves to like a facial, even massages, body scrubs. You know, what are some of the benefits you would say you've seen for your clients that make sure that they get these services done?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for asking. It starts first with rest, believe it or not. I have people that I've never met before, and they were referred. And they said, I heard that when we come to see you, we can rest. That's huge for me. That's the highest compliment someone can pay you, a stranger, and you can rest around them. But one of the main things, my signature is the microhydrafacial, because I use, as I indicated, products that have the brown rice water in it and things of that nature, natural herb extractions, purified herb extractions. So they're, the usefulness, the clarity of your skin tone is there. My daughter, I celebrate 60 years old this year, and my daughter said, Ma, you want to tell me why? Thank you, ma'am. And she says, Ma, you want to tell me why your skin looks tighter than mine? Like, what's going on? It's because the techniques that I use, I was trained at Jeline Institute. I always say that that God truly loved me. I was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, and he brought Paris, France to me, class of five at Jeline Institute. A woman who I adore, who I owe the skill of my profession in aesthetics to her, is true aesthetics. And she, European, trained us right there in Michigan in class of five. And so I use acupressure, massage, lymph drainage, resting techniques, aromatherapy, quietness. I use music that is similar to water running. I'm very strategic about your time. I value your time, so I cater it. And if I find that you rest in a certain type of music, as I learn who you are, I make sure that music is there for you.
Oh, wow. Customized experience. All right. Let's give our listeners that are in that area the location or how they go about arranging to schedule for services.
Oh, sure, sure. And believe it or not, I have people that travel. I'm so grateful that they travel.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they do. From Chicago, I have different people that come in. But you actually can go right to the website. If you go to IBH, as in Harry, IBH, imagecenter.org, and center is CENTRE.org, IBH, imagecenter.org. There's a schedule there. If it's a 30-minute virtual conversation for skincare, I've done that as well. Technology is wonderful. So I'm able to go online and look and listen and talk with you, see what you're already using. Some things I may say keep it, and other things I'll introduce you to our products out of Korea. I use a product called Atomy out of Korea.
Wow, and so for the products that you use, are they products that people, even if they're not coming to you, they could purchase, or they do need to definitely come to you for services first?
Oh, absolutely not. I have friends and clients as far as London, you know. So I just, I connect with you first. Yes, ma'am, I connect with you first. That's important to me, that we connect 30 minutes or an hour. We're talking about what you're using. If you're working out, it is important. The value of having an esthetician is not just for the feel-good hour facial. It's paying for the consult. Talk to me about me. Talk to me about my skin. Talk to me about my, you know, my diet, nutrition. Who can you refer to me that will help me be the best person that I choose to be?
All right. There is your personal invitation, listeners, from anywhere that's listening all across the World Wide Web. You can have a chance. So we've talked about your outer. We talked about the outer skin. I'd love for you to talk a little bit more. I love how you, in your private practice, really focus on balance, socially, social, emotional. Talk to us about some tips if people feel maybe off kilter, you know, unbalanced. Any tips you would give listeners to kind of help get them centered?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Because everything that I do, very much like your previous guest, is centered. My center is my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And so my center is there. And in value-based decision-making, no matter who you are, no matter what your belief systems are, at some point you have to establish a values equation. If you take the top five things, five that are most important to you, non-negotiables, when it comes to you spiritually, when it comes to how you will interact socially, when it comes to how you will interact not just in terms of your social interaction, but in terms of control. Temperament coaching deals with inclusion, control, and affection. Your willingness to step out into community, to be a part of social community, your willingness to be in control or to be controlled. And is that a good thing, or is it a place where you need grace? That's the place where I say we need grace places. And as you understand that, you take, you know, those five things, just start with five. I say every decision that I make about me first has to be rooted and grounded in something. What is that something? How I want to be treated, how I want others to treat me. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
But that can vary. That can vary because I'm single, and so and my daughter's an adult with my granddaughter. But I live as a single woman in Denver. You see what I'm saying? So I make decisions that a mother can't make if she has little children. So you have to establish those five areas that are most important to you. So when as you go through the day, you know, here are five things that are non-negotiable. If you ask me to do A, B, or C, I have to negotiate my yes if it affects any one of those five areas. It could be financial. It could be moral, you see. It could be spiritual. It could be physical. It could be emotional. But you have to establish that values equation, even in the marketplace. I go from the pulpit with my high heels on to the marketplace with my high heels on. And I can't take those off just because I'm in one place or the other. Who I am in that pulpit is who I am in my life. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
So there's not this dividing line between church and my state. That's a part of my core values. Of course, none of us are perfect. Let's be for real here. None of us are perfect. But a part of that evaluation or that value equation, you can say, and when stuff happens, I know what to do to get back to what's important to me for my life. If money wasn't a factor, if relationship wasn't a factor, what do I want to know about me that is non-negotiable, that I want others to realize and understand? And most of all, if I respect that about me, I expect you to do the same.
All right. That is our expectation. Wow. All right, listeners, so you have some things to think about and chew on today in this show here. Let's give them again all of the connection points for you, social media, website, all of that good stuff.
Well, everything out there that is IBH Image Center, CENTRE.org, the same on Facebook or LinkedIn, most especially Facebook, either by my name, Anita Willis. My business number is on the website as well as it's on the Facebook page. You'll also see variations, IBH, Rhythms of Grace. That's encouragement. That's me. Anita Willis, that's where I'm sharing this. Hey, this is Anita. You know, because people want to know who's serving them as well. They want to know, you know.
Oh,
I'm
absolutely. Absolutely. I say all the time, service providers in particular, but also those that have product, you know, you are the brand. And so people feel like they want to buy from and work with people they know, like, and trust. So I am totally with you on that. Well, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
I love what I do. I absolutely love it. It's not work for me. I enjoy serving. And I enjoy seeing people smile. I've had from 70-year-old mature women to 17. And when their eyes, you know, water up because the light bulb goes on, or there's a 60-plus woman that says, there's still this little girl inside me, and then I prove to her that she's been walking in high heels a long time and she can trust the woman that she is. Or, you know, the father that says, I don't have a voice, and he takes the sessions, A Man Must Have a Voice in the Earth, coaching with me. I was raised around them. When I see the light bulb go on, girl, please, I am just as happy.
Yeah.
I'm just a happy camper.
You're like, mission accomplished. This is what I'm here for.
Because you coach people away from you. You don't coach them to you. It's not a money-making scheme.
Right.
You want people to reproduce after their ordained time. They're not one in a million. None of us are one in a million. We are a one and only.
Original, one and only, no copycats.
Yes,
you don't have to worry.
No copy.
You don't have to worry. We are original. Well, it has been amazing featuring you. Do you have any upcoming events or anywhere else you're going to be that we want to let listeners know about?
You know, I am so excited. President of a company back east was in prayer. Called me in January and said, the Lord said for me to send you to 10 different states to empower women. And I was blown away. And I said, okay. So we are doing Stay, Heal, and Thrive. We are looking for new states to go to. When we go, we ask that the individuals would be connected to a ministry or nonprofit, because we want to go and be a blessing. They don't have to pay for me to come.
Wow.
They don't have to pay my hotels. The president of the company is doing that. But we are scrutinizing, of course, because we don't want people to take advantage of her offer. But get the women there, and we pour into them. So we are planning, I think, in the near future to go to Carolina. We are still waiting on them to confirm the date. We were in Arizona. We're going back to Arizona this summer. We will have it on the Facebook page. If they watch it, if they can get there, they can get in. Honestly, I'm blown away and humbled by it. Isn't that awesome?
And it sounds like I'm here. That is amazing. Somebody to sponsor, you know, sponsor somebody else's help, you know, sponsor somebody else's healing and deliverance. And so I know that there are people listening saying, can you come to my state? How do I get my city involved? So how can they connect with you if there's someone that wants you to come to them?
Yeah, if there's someone that wants us to come, please give us a call. I don't know, do you want me to give the number? I don't know.
Oh, sure. However they can connect with you.
Okay. Yes, for this they would need to place a call to 720-499-5868. And once we speak with them, we will ask them to put in writing what the purpose, what their focus is. We will follow up, of course, after due diligence. You know, we follow up and we go from there. We have some, you know, of course, requirements in terms of the type of organizations and things of that nature. We want to know that it's really going to be a blessing to the people in that community, to the women. Bring the ladies from the women's shelters. Get the business women, you know, spray them, pepper them through the whole audience so we all can rejoice together. If we're crying, it's because we have victory, not because we're passing out old stuff.
What an amazing offer. So there you have it. Wow, be one of the stops on this amazing journey and tour and all of that. Connect. And so I love that. And I know that you do some Facebook Lives, right?
Yes, I've been doing some more. I'm going to be doing more because we've started the Stay, Heal, and Thrive tour. So I come back and I recruit. I'm not recruit, recap, forgive me. I recap, and I'm going to be doing even more because as we're growing in this, and truly I have been blessed. When people hear about that, they will hear me talk about that journey. In 2013, I was married in January 8th of 2013 by March 8th of 2013 at 56 years old, first time married. I was served papers, and I was I'm still looking like, huh?
Right. But what just happened?
Yeah, like what? But the Lord gave me those three words: stay, heal, and thrive. And I'm in the thrive time now. What a wonderful time to pour into others. Not the time where I'm healing, because that could be polluted seed. But
yeah.
I'm good now. You know what I'm saying? And
oh,
I can
wow.
say something that can help pull someone forward.
Yes, that's blessed. And I'm so glad you brought that point up that, you know, you're past the heal part, so you are in the thrive part, and I think that's
yeah.
an excellent place to be, to pull somebody else up and along this
yeah.
journey. Wonderful. Well, we're just gonna have to stay connected
Yay.
With you and keep our eye on your Facebook page and all the great things that you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much. I mean, sight unseen, and I got the call from Miss Teresa, and I said, absolutely. Tell her thank you. Thank you.
Yes, and so like I said, she is so diligent with letting me know about any type of event that that she has, her organization has, and I saw her at another networking event, and I said, listen, I've got to do something. I'm not able to be there, and she said, well, this the person that's here, she's dynamic. I was like, okay, I'm gonna make space, bring her. I want to have her on the show Tuesday, and so I appreciate connections and relationships. So we made it happen really quickly, but
yeah.
I appreciate those, you know, that are diligent in reaching out, trying to, you know, connect. And this is a note, you know, stick a pin here, listeners. You should connect with and build relationship with media before you need them. The problem is people wait until they have a big event and then they run around trying to make connections. No, you make connections before you need the connection. That's your free tip
yeah.
for the day. You won't even have to PayPal or Square me that one. I'm just going to give you that one free. So. Well, it's been great.
Yes.
Thank you so much again for stopping by the show, and we wish you much more continued success.
Thank you so much, and God bless you. Continued success as well.
All right, thank you. All right, listeners, that's going to be a wrap for today's show. We thank you so much for tuning in and checking us out, and we will see you guys next time. As always, check me out at Charvette.com, and, of course, all across the Internet. It's just Charvette. I'll see you guys later.
Bye. Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.